Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome Blog Talk Radio and welcome YouTube. He might have it on a different screen, so I sent him a message saying we were already there. Amen. Okay, I already have it titled. I don't know how to change it until after the program. Is that okay? I do have our pledges and opening prayers ready. All right. Here we go again with our, oops, here, let me. Okay, here we go. Our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag, Christian flag, and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to our American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In our community of faith opening prayer, declare this over yourselves. This tells us who we are in God. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem, the United States of America, or every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. And here we go. Let me stop this with Amir Sarfati. Amen. Amen. So, wow. Come, Jesus, come. Hold on for just a second. Pastor's texting me. That's right. Okay, he wants me to read Ezekiel 38 and 39. All right. So here we are. Isn't that just something? There are so many things going on over there that we're not aware of. Daniel. Sorry. trying to find Ezekiel. I'm sure it's in here someplace. 38 and 39. And it's scary to think. Is it wicked as Putin is that these people were in fear of a worser taking over, but then at the same time relieved? I mean, what a position to be in. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Either way, this is what I think this is where that verse of strong our right arm of the Lord will be seen by all the nations. Here it comes. So anyways, here, Ezekiel 38. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, set your face against Gog in the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all its troops, the house of Togarma from the far north and its troops, many people are with you. Prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. I'm on verse 10 in chapter 38. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. You will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against a people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, and all their young lions will say to you, have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold, and to take away livestock and goods, to take great plunder? Verse 14, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know it? I didn't turn the speaker off. Were you talking at all?
No, not yet.
Okay. Then you will come from your place out of the far north, you and many people with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me when I am hallowed in you. O God, be
think about that for a minute. You just said, come up with a hook in your jaw, and I'm going to drag you out of that north, and I'm going to bring you down here to my people, and my people are going to kick your sorry little behinds.
Yeah.
Because I am with them, so the whole world will hallow. I will be hallowed in their sight. Now, regardless of what happened today, what you're reading right now is the truth of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What you're reading now helps us interpret what we saw today. There we go.
Verse 17 again. Thus says the Lord God, are you he of whom I have spoken in former days? Be my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I would bring you against them. Verse 18, and it will come to pass at the same time when Gog comes against the land of Israel, at the same time, says the Lord God, that my fury will show in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall...
I mean, when the birds of the air shake.
Yeah.
When the actual air itself shakes. That
yeah.
is a severe earthquake.
Yeah.
But he said, the fury of my face. That's serious. When God's face becomes serious, it don't matter. And that's why it just doesn't make much sense to any of us when people we know just say, well, I'll take my chance and get the thank you, God. Do you realize what you just said?
Wow, yeah. Why would you do that?
The one who created this whole earth, but all of these systems function on this perspective. And you're going to say, you're going to take that man? I said, hide the arrogance. Keep reading. I hope you put your finger down where you were at, because
I did. The mountains shall be thrown down. The steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against Gog throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword will be against his brother, and I will bring him to judgment with pestilence and bloodshed. I will rain down on him, on his troops, and on the many peoples who are with him, flooding rain, great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Then they shall know I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Chapter 39, we're in Ezekiel 39. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will knock the bow out of your hand and cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops, and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to birds of prey of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. You shall fall on the open fields, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. And I will send fire on Magog and those who live in security in the coastlands. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. Then the nation shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Surely it is coming, and it shall be done, says the Lord God. This is the day of which I have spoken. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and bucklers, the bows and arrows, the javelins and spears, and they will make fires with them for 7 years. They will not take wood from the field nor cut down any from the forest, because they'll make fires with the weapons. And they'll plunder those who plundered them and pillage those who pillaged them, says the Lord God. Verse 11, it will come to pass in that day that I will give Gog a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by east of the sea. And it will obstruct travelers, because there they will bury Gog and all his multitude. Therefore, they will call it the Valley of Ham and Gog. For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. Indeed, all the people of the land will be burying them, and they will again, and they will gain renown for it on the day that I am glorified, says the Lord God. They will set apart men regularly employed with the help of a search party to pass through the land and bury those bodies remaining on the ground in order to cleanse it. At the end of the 7 months, they'll make a search. 15, the search party will pass through the land, and whenever anyone sees a man's bone, he shall set up a marker by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Ham and Gog. The name of the city will also be Hamanah. Thus they shall cleanse the land. As for you, my son, as for you, son of man, thus says the Lord God, speak to every sort of bird and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come, gather together from all sides to my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing for you, a great sacrificial meal on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs, of goats and bulls. all of them, fatlings of Bashan, you shall eat fat till you are full and drink blood till you are drunk at my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing for you. You should be filled at my table with horses and riders, with mighty men and with all the men of war, says the Lord God. Verse 21, I will set my glory among the nations. All the nations shall see my judgment, which I have executed, and my hand, which I laid on them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. The Gentiles shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them to the hand of their enemies, and they all fell by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions, I have dealt with them and hidden my face from them. Verse 25, therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will bring back the captives of Jacob and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. After they have borne their shame and all their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me, when they dwelt safely in their own land and no one made them afraid, when I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and I am hallowed in them in the sight of many nations, then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who sent them into captivity among the nations, but also brought them back to their own land and left none of them captive any longer. And I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God.
So, regardless of what man may say about today, this is what is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the things that many Christians fail to do. And that is that they just get to keep that point of, wait a minute, I know what's going to happen. There's so many people, it's like, we don't even know what's going to happen. You never know. And they say, oh, doctrine, no Pentecostal doctrine. But you never know what God's going to do. You know exactly what God's going to do. Read the Bible. And so, that's why, whenever we have Brother Amira, I always like to just pull these verses out and read, because how do you know what happened to me? There's no way of even knowing. These men are men of great wickedness. So you can't expect them to speak the truth in any sense of the word.
Yeah.
And so you have to take it that they got two liars and they're lying to each other.
Right.
And so now what happened, you know, which somebody gave up. Somebody gave in today.
Yeah.
Now, none of us would expect that to be Putin, but he's not a guy that's going to give up either. And he's sent to the word. So it's just one of those. I really enjoyed how I'm here and ended it up like, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're asking, so what do you see? I don't know. I don't know what I just saw. But we know what the Bible says. Now, show me the cool parts. Let's turn to Dr. Barkman.
Okay. Before we do that, Roger, we were in chapter 38 and 39. And then also on YouTube, Derek has a question. He says, Pastor, this is Derek, Sunday's grandson, and I have a question. The angels, The angels that were placed down in the Euphrates River, the four horses or different angels?
Were they the four horses or different angels? Is that the question?
Yeah, I think so. I think
it was the four horsemen. The Lord placed four angels there to guard it, if I'm not mistaken. They had a mission to do, but I'm not really sure, and I had to reread that. Eric wants to open the same as the four horsemen. He misworded it.
Yeah, well, no, that's all right. Because, wait, he may not have misworded it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They were different angels than those four horsemen. Yeah.
Was angels placed there to guard or
to guard? Yes.
But I wasn't sure. I was correct, and I thank you for that.
Well, there were angels that were placed there to protect the Garden of Eden by God, but the Garden of Eden was moved. The Tree of Life was moved. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was all moved. So, you know, that's no longer necessary. That makes sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you. Right. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek, for the question.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Ready for Dr. Barkley?
Yes.
All right. Oops. Amen. Not going to happen. Three and two. Wow. Wow. Oh my goodness. Hello, is anyone sorry. Is anyone still here? I'm sorry, I had to step out for a minute. I apologize. Has the program been done for a while? Hello?
Right there.
Oh.
I got my mic on and my camera on. And
yes. I can hear you now. I don't see you now, though.
Okay. There you go. Hold on a second. I seem to have you speaking in both of my ears at the same time on two different apps.
Oh. Well, that's fun. Decipher that.
That makes sense because it's like the one app was about a minute behind the other one, and it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? All right, so now, you know, just like we said, hold on here. Let me see how this turns out. All right, there.
I am here.
All right. Now, as we said, it would be interesting to put these two together and see how they come all together. Now, Dr. Barkley said anything about yes, because of course this just happened today. But let's see. I don't have to have this headset on because I want to talk to you. All right. How's the video look now?
Oh my good.
All right. Now, let's do a couple things here. Number one. Everything I'm hearing Safadi said to us tonight, and we read the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel put into place everything that he's reading to us about end times events and what was happening while the Russian. That just puts it in place. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Teach yourself this process. I have to go back to the Word of God every single day, no matter what, because the Word is the only thing that's true. All the rest of this stuff is manipulated by man, and you don't know their level of manipulation. So always remember to just stick with the Word of God. So that put that in perspective. And then, you know, Sunday asked a question, or Derek asked a question about the four horses. going to never stop fighting it. Our challenge is that we don't make a doctrine of the devil.
Amen.
Now, there is a doctrine of the devil. It's not a theology. That is a doctrine of God. That is the theology of God. Theology is the study of God. So that's the study of God theology. And you can study, you know, Satan's ways, good. But it doesn't matter if you spend 50 hours studying him. It's not going to teach you how to enter into the place of God. And so, the message is taught very specifically that this enemy is going to fight you clear to the end. So you have to know your God. You have to have the gifts of the Spirit. You have to have the gifts of the Father and the gifts of the Son. And you've got to get this stuff working right. You've got to get an understanding of what it is so that you can manifest. Like this teaching about the head, the famous one of the old Pentecost. Well, according to God, you well, don't get out of here. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if you're around him, you understand he's doing spiritual warfare and glory to God in the middle of it. However, the law of Master Satan, remember, make a differing point.
Yes.
Decipher between the two.
Yes.
So that you can give glory to God. And you can cause yourself to do right now. I want to do one more thing before we close tonight. That is, I want to read this about the seven seals and the four horsemen. I mean, and Derek asked a question. I gave somewhat of an answer, but let's just read it right out of the Bible. So, not getting, well, this is what the pastor was saying, but I don't need you to believe, but I believe. I need you to understand what the Bible says. Right? So, can you still see me?
Yes.
I'm actually using the tablet here this time just to see how this turns out. Is the mic good?
Yeah, very good.
I don't seem to have the same level of internet, but it doesn't matter. It's working. So this is Revelation chapter 6. Now remember, it doesn't matter who your favorite teaching on end times event is, teacher. It doesn't matter who it is. Don't elevate them above the Word of God. My favorite teacher, as you all know, in his whole life, 16 years later, in the study of the prophetic scriptures, not just anti-Semitic, but prophetic scriptures, actually produced a red letter Old Testament that had all the Old Testament words of God in red letters, just like the New Testament. It's a great book because there's just some of those places where the Old King James language would make it confusing and that really helped put it in place and helps you get them.
We just lost.
Revelation. This is God speaking to chapter 6. We just lost what?
We just lost you for a second, but now you're back.
That's really interesting. Because
this person, this being, this white horse, had a
the fact is still I did the future comments say comments in it. At verse 4, in other words, I already read now, it was granted to the one who said, I have to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given them a great sword. So each one of these riders on these four horses are of the enemy. They're of the darkness. They're of Satan. This is how Satan tried to take over the world. And he's not going to get the opportunity to do it because he is a defeated force. And, you know, when you start looking at this and you realize, like today, this whole situation with Wood and this whole thing with these rebels, and whatever you want to call them, it doesn't matter what they think they are. It doesn't matter at all what they are. Because in God's book, they're only one God. Think about this fact, that if you give your life to the enemy, and you give yourself over to be used of that enemy, you are surrendering your life to an enemy that will kill you. He has no commitment to you whatsoever. The enemy of our soul has no commitment. God, our Father, he has an eternal commitment to you. So, always remember this fact. Always remember that the very major difference between our God and our enemy is our God wants you to live and be blessed. Our God wants you to be happy. Our God is going to do everything in his power to turn you into the most mighty force there is on the face of the earth. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can you hear me, Ben?
Yes.
I had to go forward about 20 yards and I got full seven. When he opened the third seal, I heard the new say, come and see it. I thought, behold, the black horse. He was dead on a head of the first seal. I heard the voice of the head of the living creatures. A quart of wheat for denarius, three quarts of barley for denarius. Do not harm the oil and the wine. Opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice, come and see. I looked and behold, the pale horse. The name of his shadow was death and Hades. Followed with him, and the power was given to them over the fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, the hunger, with death, and the beast of the earth. So we got to realize, Satan is going to now try to take over the whole world. And this is after the rapture of the church, so you don't even have to be worried about the four horses, the seven seals, the vials, the plagues, nothing. We are going to be in heaven. We walk with God. We're going to be long in heaven when all of that stuff takes place. And we're going to be enjoying the Mary Supper of the Lamb, 7 years with Jesus in heaven, and then return to this earth and to rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. These four horsemen were of the enemy to destroy him. And to destroy even the people that serve him. And that's wickedness, no matter how you look at it. And our God delights in the prosperity, in the blessing, in the favor. And it's why I teach what I teach, and it's why I teach how I teach. Because if you truly understand who our God is, you will never spend another day anywhere else except in a perfect relationship with him. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I don't understand it. Well, you've got to find somebody like me that's going to lead you to a relationship with God. I'm not going to give you a membership in the church. We are one. We don't even have membership yet. And we probably should, but I don't need you. Then what is the membership card going to give you? It's not going to bless your help. I need you to come to know God and to walk with God and to live with God. That's what I need. And that's what we're all about. And you've got to finally come to a point in your life where you look at someone who's farther down the road spiritually than you and say, Jesus, you led me to these people. I'm going to trust them, Help me get involved to help them do what they do. And help them lead me into the paths of righteousness through his name, sir. And that's why God appoints us. The Bible ministry is the pastor, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher. And that's why these blessings out of that the power of the Holy Spirit flows through our lives and through our ministries. Every day to help you walk with God and to come to know God. That's what this program is about. That's what every teaching we are ever going to share with you is about, so that you know better how to connect with God and walk with him every single day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. You got anything else to say about tonight? We got four people with us. Dana Sundays with us.
There is a really loud squeaking thing that keeps happening. I don't know what it is. It's almost ear-piercing. Yeah. It might just be you have an amazing speaker system in that iPad, maybe. And it's picking up other stuff. I don't know. It's okay. Keep going.
Well, I'm glad you told me. And it might just be that I'm having to hold it in my hand, so it's squeaking on the kind of top of the steering
wheel. Oh, that might be what it is, yeah. Just if it's moving on the steering wheel. Okay,
and,
that's fine.
Yep,
there it is. You're not stepping on a mouse or anything. Yeah, you're just not stepping on a mouse or anything, right?
That's exactly what it was, just sliding on the steering wheel.
Okay.
Some holy oil.
Yeah, there goes. There you go.
So, you know, let's move down. It's time. It's like time, but let's move down to the CR community tonight. And, you know, we're just going to keep on that deal with this. It's in the beginning. Tonight we'll have the Friday morning session of the conference. And, you know, I know people like to hear messages and they can get up and run around the church and happy and all that. And we have to have that. But it's also good to hear the words of the Father like this and says, oh, get yourself, be alert, pay attention, and learn to walk with God. You've got to learn to walk with God. Because no matter our enemy is so defeated, our answer is, help me, Jesus, walk with God. Now, let's say one more thing. While this thing is getting that communion verses and everything up. I was talking while we were listening to the question there. And our mayor was so funny as a teaching on the fourth horseman. If you want to go hear it, it's a very good teaching.
Yeah.
Our mayor is very accurate, biblical scholar. I know he was talking a serious amount of politics tonight. The world leaders, the man that's anointed by God, they know a whole lot of stuff. And so I would encourage you to go ahead and I'll grab it and I'll put it here so that you can actually be able to put it out and be a part of that. All right, and here we go.
I'm posting the communion verses on the Facebook page. Okay, I'll read
okay.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28 is where we'll be reading. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28 and 31. Oh my goodness, I know they're in here.
One place over there by the other one.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
First John chapter 4, verse number 17 and 18.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us.
Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us first, and we get to love you. Now, remember, this is how we receive communion here. Every time we come, we read our verses, and then remember, Jesus said to the disciples, you know, I got all kinds of squeaking going on here. Now that I'm listening for it. Jesus said to the disciples, I have long looked forward to eating this Passover with you. And this isn't just juice and crackers. It's you and I remembering every single day of our life. Jesus, you gave your life for me. Thank you for your blood that was shed. Thank you for the stripes you took for me. Thank you that you were wounded. And everything that we're getting ready to say in our prayers, that's what this is about. That we pause in every day. And by an act of our will, acknowledge what Jesus has done. It is the most powerful force there is on the face of this earth. Jesus shed blood and his body broken. That's what we're all about. We're going to pray our salvation now. Just put the words up on the screen. Say, you have the ability to see them with us and speak them. Don't just say words. Say these words and mean them from the depth of your heart. And just say, God, what we're saying is, God, I need you in my life. Of course, I've made these verses or these words on this page very specific, led by the Holy Spirit to lead you into being in the right place with God. Make this prayer. No matter what you've ever done in your life, if you believe and receive, you will be right with God. Here we go. Thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say this with me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. Say that again. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you, Father, that you have heard our prayer, and we have the petition to ask. Now, that's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome, family of God, to the kingdom of God. You actually have made the greatest decision that you could ever make in your whole lifetime. It's made it. And that decision is that you would walk with God. Now, think about this. You're probably experiencing a change going on inside of you right now. God is transforming you from darkness to light, from sin to righteousness, from fear to faith, from the old you to the new you. And we welcome you to encourage you. We know how to help you walk with God. You didn't get a club, you didn't get a membership, you didn't come into some kind of a religious organization so that you can act and be like us. You just found God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He now has made his abode on the inside of you. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to live like this. Well, we will help you know. We've got an abundance of teaching that will make it very simple for you to be able to walk with God every single day. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke of the enemy, Dr. Barker was just talking about, very difficult, very hard, very controlled. But the yoke from God is light and easy. He's going to help you walk in it. Now, again, click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and join with us as we walk with God every single day. Our life, this will affect you. It'll affect your family, your friends. Invite them in. Tell people, you got to come meet the God that I have just met, and it'll be a blessing to you and to them. In Jesus, by the name. Well, if you can make the elements ready, let's receive our communion together. Now what we're going to do, we're going to lift our elements up, we're going to bless them, and then we're going to speak the word of God. I'm not going to give you a religious indoctrination. I'm going to speak the word of God to you so that you can understand everything we're getting ready to say comes right out of the context of it, comes right out of the exact word of God, and we speak many verses almost verbatim. Here we go. Close your elements up and pray this with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Hold on just a second. Go ahead and pray that.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And
amen.
Go ahead and receive the bread together.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that you took the Holy Spirit so that we could be made whole. In Jesus' name. Now, I bless this bread of mine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now, in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You know, I'm getting a lot of my dad the last couple of days, so I'm going to sing my dad's favorite Blood of Jesus song. Let you be free from your burden. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
working house in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working house.
Well, that preaching is about that. I should be able to tell you, but it's been a while since I've heard that. He understood the power and the authority of Almighty God that's in the blood of Jesus. That blood is the ability to keep fast many things. We look forward to the devil showing you what's so good. Now, I'll just keep talking, so I'm going to say this. Remember, like Brother Roger put in there, we'll be here tomorrow at noon, Eastern, 11 Central. We'll be bringing you the Word of God, 1 hour of faith, teach you a basic principle tomorrow. 1 hour of faith, and that's overseen. Till we see you, this is what we have to say. Remember this, that we love you, and God loves you. Amen.
Thank you.